It's been a very nervous week, and indeed this is something we've been aware of for many weeks, and many representatives from business, from distilleries, from pharma, from medtech, they've made their feelings known. And you know, I raised this with all the various ministers, and you know, we look as we see the Shed Distillery in Drumshamble employed more than 100 people. They export 35% of product to the USA. You have AbbVie here in Sligo, which there's they spread across 5 sites in Ireland, 3 manufacturing facilities in Sligo. You have the medtech instrument sector as well. So it is very, very concerning. And what we've done, and that we have to try to represent the people hardest hit as this tariff war takes off. But we know that this is a developed region, but we also call on the government to engage through DHU, through the EU, with the Trump administration. We need to see common ground. We need to avoid a tariff that will lead to economic stagnation and huge employment losses, especially in this region, and that cannot afford to take it. So it is very, very concerning, very, very worrying. But the government will work with all the various stakeholders, and we'll work with the EU, and hopefully be able to sit down with the US and many other countries to develop a pathway forward, because this is really, really concerning.
There's a lot of warnings out there from the opposition and others over the EU potentially signalling counter tariffs. What's your view on that? I know that the finance minister has been vocal today as well, and he's hopeful that some sort of a negotiated settlement can be reached between here and the US.
Look, in the last decade, we've dealt with the Brexit challenges. We've dealt with a COVID challenge. We've dealt with a war between Russia and Ukraine, and this is another issue globally that we have to deal with, and locally, nationally, internationally, working together, I think we can get over this. But again, this is very, very concerning, because we are very, very exposed, Ireland, the Northwest, from these tariffs, and we have to do everything to minimise the impact of them on businesses, on employees, on employers, and indeed the wider community.